Tens of thousands of Gaza residents took to the streets to show their support for the Palestinian resistance movements of Hamas on its 23rd anniversary.
We are proud of Hamas. The anniversary reiterates the Palestinian right to return and the right to resist occupation.
Streets, cars and buildings were adorned with Hamas green flags, and the huge crowds of supporters clogged the streets to reach the venue where Hamas leaders were addressing the people.
We will not give up our rights to Al-Quds, the right of return and the Palestinian state. We will never give up the resistance movement.
In another part of his speech, Mr. Haniyeh referred to the U.S.-sponsored direct talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority, saying the negotiations were imaginary as Washington was incapable of putting pressure on Tel Aviv to extend its partial settlement freeze in the West Bank. Hamas was founded in 1987 for the purpose of liberating Palestinian territories from the Israeli occupation.
The huge crowd in the rally serves as further proof that the enemies have failed to isolate Hamas. People endorse the legitimate government of Hamas.
Israel occupied the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, which Palestinians deemed the capital of their homeland, as well as the Gaza Strip in 1967 war. It withdrew its troops from Gaza in 2005. The Palestinians also commemorate their spiritual leader and the founder of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, who was assassinated by Israel in 2004. Hamas officials called the rally a referendum on the popularity of the movement.
Hamas will never forgo its principles or give up resistance. People are here to rally behind the resistance.
Members of some of Gaza's political factions, including the Islamic Jihad movement, also participated in the celebrations. And once more, Hamas said it remains committed to the liberation of Palestinian territories, bringing back the Palestinian refugees, and seizing control of Jerusalem's holy sites.
Analysts believe Israel tightened its blockade of Gaza to weaken Hamas and diminish its popularity. But the living conditions don't seem to change the movement's image among Gazans. Akram Saeed Al-Satari, Press TV, Gaza.